You know, we know Halloween is pow, so pumpkins may not be high on your list anymore, but today we're talking about another orange fruit popular this time of year, persimmons. Local fans of the fruit know about the coveted persimmons grown in Coola. The fourth generation family farm restructured recently, and the three brothers, John, Noel, and Clark, have each carved out a piece of the business. We talked to Clark Hashimoto, who's harvesting trees that his grandfather planted that are said to be about 100 years old.
You know, we're hopeful that my son will take over, my daughter, or my grandson, you know, but because it's a seasonal crop, you know, it's hard to make a living just on 2 or 3 months. So, you know, what we're trying to do is just see if the tradition can keep on going. Right now, my grandson is, you know, he just got back from junior college. He got his associate degree, and so he's helping us out on the farm now because it's just a family-run farm, you know, just myself and my wife.
Well, what's involved in keeping this tradition going, you know, for your family? You know, describe a typical day.
Well, you know, during the season, a typical day is what we're doing right now is we're harvesting every single day and we sell out every single day, you know, so it's really hard to keep up, you know, because it depends on if the fruits ripen or not. If they don't ripen in time, you know, we can't harvest. So right now we're harvesting every day, and my wife Jackie takes care of the sales, you know, at the farm, because a lot of the customers are walk-ins, or they call in and place an order and they come to pick it up. In the past, we used to have a lot of people come from Oahu, Hawaii, or even the Big Island to pick up the persimmon, you know, and Komodas and Samsatos, whatever it is, and then they just make a day and they go back. So this year, because of the pandemic, we've opened it up to mail order to the neighbor island.
Oh, there you go.
We're shipping like 25 boxes every week, mainly to Oahu.
And so you ship directly to the...
Right now, we have a hard time keeping up with local demand, and we have a lot of requests from like Down to Earth and Manafu. They've requested, and we have a wholesaler who takes about, you know, 7 to 10, 30-pound crates a week. And, you know, we've got calls from two vendors who do farmers markets on Oahu, who wants 5 to 10 crates a week, which we cannot provide because we don't have enough.
Tell us about the types of persimmons that you grow there.
First off is what we have now is the Maru, M-A-R-U. It's a astringent type of persimmon that it's come in early, which is good, and it's a yellow green in color. And what we it's astringent, so what we have to do is we use dry ice to cure the puckerness. We leave it in dry 1 pound of dry ice and 40 pounds of persimmon for 24 hours, and then in a day or two you can eat them, so they're still crispy and this is very sweet. So secondly, we have the fuyu, which is the most common one. You know, California sends all their fuyus to Hawaii. So this type of variety, we don't have to cure. So you can harvest, wash it, and, you know, sell it right away.
So it's not that tart. It's sweet.
Well, it's sweet, but not as sweet as the maru. The process is, you know, for the maru is that you got to pick it, you got to cure it, then you got to take it out, wash, and then we can sell it. But the fuyu, you take it out, and you can wash it and sell it right away. So not as much work.
And then the third type?
And third one is the hachia. It's an oblong type orange variety that you have to eat it soft. So the old folks, you know, they like that. And they when they eat it soft, you know, it's like pudding.
So does that mature a little bit later?
Yeah, in November, second week in November. A lot of Koreans love that. And old Oriental people, you know, they like the hachia.
Tell us about your value-added products.
Yeah, the value-added, you know, first is the dried persimmon. Mainly using the maru fruit that cannot go as a fresh fruit. We peel it and, you know, dehydrate it as a dried persimmon. So that's very popular. You can hardly keep up on that, too. And then we also have persimmon jam and persimmon butter. And this year they're flying out like hotcakes, so, you know, it depends. Sometimes, you know, it's not as popular, but some people are buying a few cases at a time and saying that they're supporting locals. You know, they make, I guess businesses make baskets, and they said they want to buy local and support the local, which is, you know, really good.
Yes, and particularly during this time, you know, we've got to find a way to become more resilient and really beef up our food production. So when we look for different products, it's like, what can we shore up? What can we expand if the demand is there?
We didn't know what to expect this year because of the pandemic, if people weren't going to buy and stuff like that. So we're kind of up in the air until the season started and they started coming. Of course, you know, mask is required and social distancing. But we've been having a lot of customers, and we're sold out for the next week and a half, I guess.
Well, that's great.
So yeah, it's great, but...
You need more persimmons.
We need more persimmons. Well, you know, when we had one big farm, you know, we could supply everything. But now we got to be more resourceful. And
how many acres does your farm cover now?
My farm now covers about 2.5 acres and maybe 200 trees. So, you know, in the past we had 500 trees. So that, you know, split in three. So
I see. So then each brother has their own trees?
Yeah, their own trees, yeah.
And so are they doing a similar model, or everybody's doing it their own way? How does that work? I know it can be complicated with family sometimes.
I'm sure, yeah. they're doing their own. I think we're the only ones that are really open every day to the public. Right now, we're open 9 to 3 every day, 7 days a week until the season ends. I plant stuff like, you know, Fuji apples and some other things. So when people come, you know, they walk down the road and they can see all the different things, you know. So it's just not just come pick up and leave. You know, they can kind of walk around, pick their own, but, you know, it's too much liability.
Yeah.
For a small operation like ours.
So what's the biggest challenge, you think, then? Is just being able to stay in business and keep somebody in the family interested in growing persimmons?
You know, for me, I grew up on the farm, and we worked on the farm all this time. And, you know, I took vacations to help, you know, with the persimmons and stuff like that. But now it's one of my sons is, two of my kids are teachers, so they can't really take off, yeah.
Anything else that you want to just share just about persimmons in this time of year? Because everybody's, you know, thinking of pumpkins, but, you know, that's not the only orange fruit out there.
So, you know, we have that Kula Country Farms down the road. So usually they go pick up their pumpkins and they come up here and pick up their persimmons. So it's, you know, we feed on each other.
Right. 'Tis the season.
Yeah. But, you know, it's not only the harvest. You know, after the harvest, we have to prune every single tree. The upkeep is all year round.
What is it that you love about persimmons?
Well, aside from the tradition, you know, it's, kind of rewarding when you see all the fruits on the trees and that all the care that you put into it, you know, is paying off. So, you know, and more people are... You know, we've got different people coming up every year, and so, you know, the fruit itself is very popular. It's not as easy as it seems, yeah. Because other than this, you know, because it's normally just my wife and I during the week, and then our family comes on the weekends to help. But we have to harvest, you know, to keep up with the orders, so... With my grandson here, it's a blessing because at least we can keep up with the harvest.
And persimmon season runs October to December. You know, we were talking with Maui Clark Hashimoto, who sells fresh persimmons and persimmon products. And if you're lucky enough to get your hand on one of the Hashimoto-grown fruit, you can then appreciate the history of this family's backbreaking work and the niche they have carved out in our community.